At first glance, this case is pretty specific. Not about Montana's whole stream access law, it's much narrower. So let's start there. Landowner James Kennedy owns a sizable piece of property on the Ruby River in southwest Montana. He's an Atlanta-based media mogul, and a couple of county bridges cross the river on his land. Kennedy fenced off access to the river at those bridges, so the Public Lands Access Association sued, saying Montana's stream access laws prohibit fences at those points. A district judge agreed with the public lands group on two of those bridges that they need to be accessible, but the judge agreed with Kennedy on one bridge because of the type of easement or the right-of-way that bridge has with the county. It's called a prescriptive easement, which means it's never been recorded officially. It's established through other factors like historic use.
Well, a prescriptive easement is only for the width of what the road is.
That's Mark Robbins. He's president of the United Property Owners of Montana. His group agrees with the arguments of landowner James Kennedy that with a prescriptive easement on a county bridge, the public cannot go any further than the width of the road to access a river. Anything beyond that is trespassing. Again, the district court agreed there, so the Public Lands Association appealed to the Montana Supreme Court. And this is where the executive director of Montana Trout Unlimited, Bruce Farling, says the landowner, James Kennedy, wants to add a lot more to this case.
And that is saying that the Montana stream access law itself is unconstitutional on the Ruby River and similar rivers like that.
Kennedy's lawyer brought this argument up when the Supreme Court heard the case a few weeks ago. Here's Mark Robbins with the United Property Owners again.
We feel that the state erred in its taking of the stream beds years ago.
They feel that way because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision last year, where the court said the state only owns the banks and beds of rivers if, now get this, only if the river was commercially navigable at the time of statehood. So, for example, if trappers or the logging industry could not use the river for commerce back then the state does not own the banks today. Property owners do.
And this PPL ruling definitely turned the tides of the basis for what stream access was founded on.
Robbins with the property owners believes these non-navigable rivers should be exempt from stream access, and therefore the stream access law should be thrown out or limited. The Public Lands Access Association argues the state Supreme Court should not be able to consider this argument because it was not part of the original case. Also, Bruce Farling with Montana Trout Unlimited believes these issues were hashed out by the state Supreme Court before the stream access law was established in the 80s, saying because the state constitution says the public owns the state's water, they should be able to use it.
They told the legislature at that time, and said, look, the public should have access on these streams to be able to recreate on them, irrespective of who owns the bed and bank.
The state Supreme Court has not made any decision on the easement lawsuit, or whether this larger argument will be allowed. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.